and Elvis, Ryan Tinsley.
Oh, it's marvellous time. You know, I really enjoy being on Sunday lunchtime. It's funny you say that, because it's always been a tradition in our house to have things on. I mean, you remember Two-Way Family Favourites?
Yes, Gene Metcalf.
And Bill Crozier.
Absolutely.
Which I think's rather apt, you know, because I follow Chrissy Carpenter each week, the two of us there, and she always reminds me of Bill Crozier. So we have the Beatles, Cliff and Elvis, you know, classic music at a classic time, I always think, 1 o'clock on a Sunday lunchtime. Of course, I normally see you in an evening time, don't
I? Well, this is the thing. We sort of pass one another by. As I'm leaving, you're arriving.
Ships in the night.
Something like that.
An old tramp steamer, if ever I saw one. Because you used to do that show that I'm
on.
Well,
we swapped over, didn't we? You used to do the tea time, and I used to do the evening. And then, for some strange and inexplicable reason best known to ourselves, we kind of swapped seats.
And no one noticed the join, did
they? I don't think they did.
Of course, it's a great programme. There's all kinds of things in it, like theatre reviews. I always enjoy hearing what people think of the performances on at the local theatres. We have the football. And I think, I don't know about you, but I noticed what a very, very loyal listenership we have.
I always used to think they were very loyal. It was great. You used to get people taking part in all kinds of strange things and doing all kinds of strange things as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, I had this silly thing recently where my birthday's February. And I said this thing that it was too close to Christmas for comfort. So if the Queen can have two birthdays, why can't we have an unofficial birthday? So I just played up to this thing a little bit, and I got presents galore. Jim A.M.